This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis on Saturday, demanding justice in the fatal police shooting of a young black man, Amir Locke, during a raid on his apartment earlier this week. The crowd rallied at Government Plaza in Minnesota's largest city 3 days after Locke was shot to death at age 22. Police have said the officers were exercising what they call a no-knock search warrant, which authorizes police to enter private property without first alerting the occupants or announcing their presence. The warrant was issued in relation to a homicide probe led by detectives from the neighboring St. Paul Police Department. Locke was not named in that warrant. Minneapolis police have acknowledged it's unclear how or whether he was connected to that investigation. Canadian cities, including the financial hub Toronto, faced disruptions on Saturday as protests against vaccine mandates spread from the capital, Ottawa, raising fears of clashes with counter-protesters. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but it's turned into a rallying point against public health measures and the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Protesters have shut down parts of Ottawa for the past 8 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags. Some protesters say they want to dissolve Canada's government. Police say the well-funded protest movement has relied partly on donations from sympathizers in the United States. GoFundMe took down the Freedom Convoy's donation page Friday, saying it had violated the platform's terms of service due to unlawful activity. The group had raised some $7.8 million.